Get inspired.
So each and every one of us may be an individual, but there are many times that we need to work together. We've all been taught, you know what, if somebody is in trouble, just give them advice, you know. So it's empathy versus sympathy, I guess, in a way.
Keep in touch with Faiza Munshi every Wednesday at 11:45. Keep in touch with Faiza Munshi every Wednesday at 11:45. When you change the way you look at things, things change. When you change the way you look at things, things change.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to In Touch with me, Faiza Munshi, on today's In Touch program. And we've got two interesting things to talk about. The first is just a bit of an update, I would say. Many of you are listening to the promo on the WOW campaign and the WOW tribute that we're having on Radio Islam. I'd just like to take a few minutes to talk a little bit about it, you know, just to allay any questions that you might have. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. If you have any questions with regard to that, you can just call us in the next few minutes. We'll just be talking about the WOW campaign just for a few minutes. We've gotten some questions in with regard to the tribute, the WOW tribute, and I must say there's some stories coming in with some amazing, amazing stories coming in. It just shows the strength and determination of women and the amount of challenges that women can go through and how they step up to that challenge. And, you know, those stories are just, it's very interesting to read these stories, and I think many of you do have a story to tell. Many of you may think you don't, or maybe a bit, you know, shy to write your own story. So I'd just like to say, for those of you who feel that you do have a story to tell, you would like people to learn from your experiences. And it's not just about, you know, going out there and telling people your story to show off. It's not, that's not the point of it. But instead, if you've been through a challenge, if you've had a difficult time, if you've brought up children with a disability, if you've started up a business from scratch, if you've any of these things where, you know, the main feature of what you do is from the confines of the home or from the home, the main core of your story is from your home and how you've achieved, I think you need to write that story because someone else can actually benefit from it. So it's not just about, I guess, I mean, there's some amazing prizes coming along, you know, which will be announced in due time. It's not just about the prizes. I mean, obviously, the prizes always perk us up. We always feel good when we win something or we get something that is of a material value, but this is more, there's more meaning to this. The idea behind it is that we can actually make a difference to ourselves in understanding that we've had an amazing life and we've done an amazing job. And also help someone else who may just be starting out in that position. They may just have found out that their parents are ill, or they may just have found out that they don't have anything in the bank, no money left, or they may just have found out that they have a child with a disability or with special needs. And your story may actually help them realize, you know what, we can actually achieve, our children can achieve, we can look after our parents, we can, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, I'm just putting it in a small box. We can make a difference in our community, for example. Whatever it is that you are doing has made a difference to the people around you, but can also make a difference to a whole lot more people when your story is read out on Radio Islam in the month of Ramadan. Also, if you're not, we don't expect that everyone would want their names out on air, obviously. We need, you know, all the details. Like, you know, the details are on the website with regard to the criteria for the Women of Wonder tribute and the entries that come in. We need your actual name and address and all of that for our own reference purposes. But when it comes to your story going out on air, you can actually have a name for on-air purposes so that nobody needs to know it's your story exactly. So, if you want to call yourself Umi Muhammad or whatever name you want to use on air, that's fine. For reference purposes and for our own purposes, like we said, we need all the details that we've put down on the website and that we have flyers available at the radio station reception and in the shop. You know, all those details we do need for our own purposes. But for you to be on air, I understand sometimes women have an amazing story to tell, but they may be shy about their name going out on air. And that's okay, because we don't have to use your real name. You can put down a different name there for us for on-air purposes, and we'll use that name on air. Also, another point, I think many people feel that they have to write their own story, and that's not the case. If you are sitting and listening to this and you think, you know, my sister has done such an amazing job in her life, or my mother, or my grandmother, or my neighbor, you know, you have somebody you've watched your whole life that has just gone through so many different things and so many challenges of always become so successful in whatever they do, and you know that they're too shy or they may not be, you know, they may not feel that they're articulate enough to write their story, then go ahead and do something for them and write the story down for them. With, obviously, you'll have to have their consent because you're going to have all their details and you're going to have to sit down with them and get the details of their life and what they've done and what they've achieved. So sit down with someone that you think has done an amazing job. For the men, you know, your wives, your mothers, your sisters, some of us, even as brothers, you've seen your sister go through, you know, difficult times, or you've seen a sister be an amazing success, even from within the confines of the home. She's studied, she's made a difference to her life, or whatever it is. Write her story and send it in to us. And it would be nice for them. Imagine, you know, you go to your grandmother, for example, and she doesn't think that the family has seen a lot of good in her, or that she hasn't achieved as much. And you sit down with her and you tell her exactly what you see in terms of what she's achieved. And you start, she starts getting the feeling that, wow, you know, I didn't know that I've achieved this much, but people around me can see it. And get her to tell you her story, and you write it down and you send it in to us. And that tribute will be an amazing tribute to her when it's read out, because she'll be able to listen to the fact that, you know what, people around me have actually noticed what I've done and they've actually appreciated it. So I think those are things that I just needed to, you know, let people know, in terms of, if you feel that you have, you know, people might think they have to write their own story, and that's not necessary. We would love people to also write their own stories. For those of you who feel that you can write the best story for yourself about your own life and what you've been through, we want to hear those stories as well. For those of you who feel that you have a story to tell but you're not good at writing, or you just don't feel comfortable writing your own story, get someone else to write your story for you. And for those of you who see the, you know, just amazing qualities in another person, another woman around you, whether it's your sister, your neighbor, your friend, a cousin, an aunt, a grandmother, a mother, you know, write their story down, sit down with them and put it down on paper, make it look, you know, I mean, write down the best story that you can and send it into us. Inshallah, those stories will be chosen for the month of Ramadan to be read out on air. And I just like to reiterate the point about the fact that, you know what, it's not just about you as a person and what you've achieved, but I think the difference that you can make in the lives of other people who may be going through the same thing, and the difference that you can make in your own life, in the sense that the confidence you will get by seeing that you have made such a difference in the world, in the people around you, in your family, in your friends, and, you know, those who pay tribute to you and those who appreciate and see what you've done. So I think it's just, this tribute to women, it's such an important thing. I think I've got this drive and this passion for this this whole campaign, because I think as women, very, very seldom are women appreciated for what they achieve. Like I've said before, you know, women, if you're out there, if you're in the workforce, if you're in a corporate environment, you're going to be appreciated and recognized by your bosses and by your colleagues and by your peers. But when a woman is, you know, within at home and doing her work, I mean, sometimes there are women that are doing part-time work, and that's okay. As long as your story and the core of your story has to do with an achievement from within the home, that is what we want to hear about. Because I know I had an SMS that said, you know, a woman works like 4 hours a week, and she takes her children with her. Write your story down. Let's look at your story, and then let's see what it is that you've achieved from within the home. And inshallah, those stories will be chosen as well. If you have any questions with regard to WOW or anything else on the program, the on-air SMS number is 072-867-1700. So it's 072-867-1700. Send me those SMSs and we can actually chat about what your queries are. Remember, you can SMS 072-867-1700. Any questions that you have, anything that you're not sure about, also remember to get onto the website. The information is there. Also, if you're passing by the radio station, feel free to stop by and just take a pamphlet. It gives you all the information with regard to what we need with your story. And also, just get writing, you know. There's some, like I've said before, some interesting, amazing stories have come in already. And inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, we'll be profiling some stories that will make a difference to other people's lives, stories that will give other people hope, people, you know, give them the encouragement to start up a new business, for example, if that's a story we get, encourage you to look forward to the future for your children. So a lot of things I think that we can think about, and a lot of people that can write their stories and send them in. Now, the ways of sending, I know I did get an SMS with regard to, you know, how do we send in our stories. That information is available on the website, but for those of you who are listening, those stories can come in either via email on wow@radioislam.co.za, or it can come in 011-854-7025. That's our fax line. You can come personally to Radio Islam and drop off that entry. We do have an entry box, a little post box available at our reception. Or also, for those of you who may not have access to either coming to the radio station, to email, to fax, remember, you can also post it to P.O. Box 2580, Lanesia 1820. Please mark it clearly for the WOW tribute so that we can actually get those in. And the team that's working on the WOW tribute can actually get those letters of yours. So that's P.O. Box 2580. 0 Lanesha 1820, SMS number 0728671700. With regard to the environmental initiative that we'd like to talk about, I'll be speaking a lot more, inshallah, over the next few months on different programs with regard to becoming more environmentally friendly, environmentally conscious. I think we need to start making a difference, not just in our own lives, but in the lives of others. And I think for the future as well, it makes a huge difference in terms of who we, the things we do, the dirt we throw, where we throw it, what we do with it. So becoming more, less ignorant about what happens to our dirt, learning more about it, becoming more educated. And I think just taking those small steps, like our sister called in earlier, I mean, it's a wonderful job that she's doing. And, just being able to make that difference and get that stuff recycled or reuse your paper if you have to. Small steps to making a big difference in the world. And just to end today's program, I've got something that somebody sent in, something that's quite interesting for me to read, and I just like to send it as a tribute to women before we end today's program. So I guess in keeping with the whole WOW tribute and thinking about women quite a lot, I'd like to read this to you. A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape, but a woman of strength kneels in prayer to keep her soul in shape. A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the midst of her fear. A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gives the best of her to everyone. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same in the future. A woman of strength realizes life's mistakes can also be Allah's blessing and capitalizes on them. A strong woman walks surely footed, but a woman of strength knows Allah will catch her when she falls. A strong woman wears the look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith that she is strong enough for the journey. But a woman of strength has faith that it is in the journey that she will become strong. And this is something just important in terms of women of strength, the way we look at ourselves and the way we lead our lives. So hope you enjoyed that. Brings us to the end of today's In Touch program. Remember, give us a call, 011-854-7022, email fmunshi@radioislamlive.com, SMS 0728671700 for any questions about WOW. For this week, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wow.
Early mornings, late nights. Certainly not 9 to 5. Instead, 24/7, 365 days a year. No overtime, no bonuses, and certainly no leave. Yet the woman of wonder strives to achieve her dreams, aims to meet her goals, and fights to overcome her challenges from her office, more commonly known as her home.
Her perseverance in the face of opportunities and setbacks alike lead her to success in her office, more commonly known as her home. The phenomenal achievements of Muslim women from within the confines of their homes is seldom recognized and almost never rewarded. Well, that's all about to change.
Radio Islam pays tribute to you, O women of wonder. Send us your story of success. It should include the following: name of the entrant, physical address, landline number, details of one person that lives with the applicant and one that doesn't. Wow us with your stories of success and keep them plus minus 600 words. Entries close on the 30th of August. Please note that all Radio Islam staff, board members and their respective families cannot participate. Submissions can be made in the following ways: email wow@radioislam.co.za, fax 011-854-7025, or come in personally to drop off those stories. Entry box available at reception.
Menfolk, you too can single out your woman of wonder and help give her achievements the recognition it deserves.
You deserve the accolades. You have earned the praise.
Women of wonder,
touching lives, one inspirational story at a time.